It's Thursday, and that means it's time for your letters. With me now, just back from the mailbox, is News and Notes editor Corey Turner. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Audie. Welcome to the driver's seat.
Thanks. Well, I just started filling in for Farai today, and I'm only here through tomorrow, but I know you guys have a lot going on.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. We always love to hear what our listeners are thinking, even if they're giving us a little tough love in return. Like Tony Mendoza, who listens to us thanks to member station WLRN in Miami, Florida. He writes, "First, I like your program and listen frequently. And this comes from a white Cuban-American Republican." That's the love part, Audie, but Tony's pretty tough on Farai's interview last week with filmmaker Michael Moore. Here's a bit of that conversation.
We would shift our whole emphasis with medicine toward prevention. This is what the Cubans do actually very well because they don't have any money. They only spend $251 a person each year on healthcare. We spend around $7,000. But the way that they're able to do that and end up with healthier people, better infant mortality rate than we have, is because they spend so much of their efforts on prevention.
In response to that, Tony writes, "Cubans pay an extremely high price for all the free services the communist dictatorship gives out. Most Cubans work in one way or another for the state and get paid a few dollars a month. I remember hearing people defend apartheid by showing that blacks in South Africa had a higher standard of living than many Africans living in black-run African nations. You allow this man to praise the Cuban communist system that equally oppresses both blacks and whites without even a remark. I'm a little disappointed." That's definitely tough love, Corey. Now, if you, like Tony, want to hear more, go to our blog at nprnewsandviews.org to see a clip of Moore debating CNN's Wolf Blitzer on the question of Cuba. And perhaps you can start a conversation with other listeners on the topic. Corey, what else do you have?
I have to tell you, there's always a note or two in the mailbox that makes the world seem, well, just a little smaller. Listener Kenneth McLaurin, a Morehouse graduate, works for a development organization and listens to us from, get this, the village of Kumo in Sudan. In fact, he's pretty sure he's the first black American ever in Sudan's Nuba Mountains. He writes, "As a black American who's been living in Africa for the past 9 years, finding your show has been great. It's allowed me to keep track with the news in America that affects black Americans in particular. Your interviews are insightful, your content is intellectual, educational, and you're able to achieve it all while still keeping it in a context that appeals to black Americans across all different classes and backgrounds."
It's true, Corey. I know I'm a newcomer to News and Notes, but just this week, you guys have covered everything of the controversy over who would carve Dr. King's memorial statue in Washington, D.C., to Kenyans carving The Simpsons into soapstone. Now, you said Kenneth wrote in from Kumo, Sudan. Just out of curiosity, I don't suppose you have any idea really where Kumo is.
Well, that's the funny part, Audie, because my wife, like Kenneth, also works for a development organization, and she just got back from Sudan. Like I said, it's a small world. So she pointed me to the Nuba Mountains on a map. They're nearly in the middle of the country, just a bit south, sandwiched between Darfur, which has been in the news a lot lately, and the White Nile River.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, but please keep your letters coming. If you want to drop Farai and the rest of the crew a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It really helps if you say where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And don't forget about our News and Views blog, nprnewsandviews.org.
And, Audie, today marks the maiden voyage of our newsletter, too. It'll be going out daily. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
I just might do that. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Audie.